Good afternoon.
Hey, Bobby, it's my name is Carmen. I was trying to contact you here for the client interview.
Sure.
Is there time for you?
Yeah, you could speak to me now.
Okay, perfect. Yeah, if I lose you for any reason, I'll just go ahead and call you back. I know that the call dropped a few seconds ago. So
okay.
Not sure if it's your end or my end, but I'll keep calling you, no worries.
All right, the way my life's been going, my end.
Okay, yeah, let's go ahead and get started. I'm just going to confirm that all of the business information we have is correct. If you hear anything that is incorrect, feel free to let me know to make the changes, okay?
Sure. Now, this interview, what is this in regard, like, what are we trying to get done here? Like, give me a little synopsis of this.
Yes, it's just to confirm that we have all the information correct about your business. Business name, address, everything that it's going to be on the Google Ads and the website and everything. Okay.
Sure. Now, as far as address, I don't use an address because I go to places, so I don't list an address. You know, I have an old address there, 15 Sloan Place, but I don't use addresses no more because I don't want people showing up at my house.
No worries. If it's your house, we're going to keep it private. Okay?
Okay. Very, very good.
Perfect. All right, Bobby, I'm going to get started. So now the business name is going to be New York City Boilers, right?
All spelled out, correct.
Mm-hmm. Perfect. Now, the address that it's going to be hidden, it's not going to be showing on Google, is 15 Sloan Place in Brooklyn, New York.
Correct. But we're not going to send no correspondence there or not.
All right. You don't receive correspondence there?
No, none at all, no more. I have a Pennsylvania address now, if you need that.
Yes, that's what I need. I need something where you can receive mail. Mm-hmm.
312 Evans Court, Scranton, Pennsylvania, 18504.
What's the zip code? I'm sorry.
18504.
18504.
Uh-huh.
Perfect. Okay. Beautiful. Thank you so much. I'm going to update this address. No worries. It's not going to be showing on Google or anywhere on the website. Okay.
Okay. Just a little reference. I had a little problem with Google. Same time last year, somebody, I guess one of my competitors, knew how to shut down all the little things I have with Google. So I have actually three. One suspended, two are up and running. But you have no idea what it took to get it back from them. You understand? So I don't want any conflicts with it because I lost 3 weeks out of my beginning of my season last year, and that's a lot of money. You know what I'm saying? So I don't know. You're changing my address. Is that going to be anything of an effect to hurt anything or to suspend my Google listings, the maps, and stuff like that?
Not at all, no. We're not going to be touching anything about the address.
Okay.
Like nothing. If everything is going to remain the same, the business name is the same, the address is going to be hidden, phone number is going to be the same, I don't think you will have any type of problems there. No worries.
Beautiful, beautiful. Okay.
Okay, perfect. All right. Now, the phone number that your clients are going to be calling you is the number 718-593-3799.
Correct.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And the email address is bobbyboilerhelp@gmail.com.
That is correct.
Mm-hmm. All right. Beautiful. Now, Bobby, do you have an existing business website?
Yes, I do. I have New York City Boilers all spelled out. I actually have 734 websites. But it's a long story. And not one of you guys bite on it. You all want to charge me money, but I like run the whole industry when it comes to every name Google would want for heating.
Okay.
Over 15 years I have all these names.
It's NewYorkCityBoilers.com. Would that be .com, how I find you?
Yeah. Yep, that's right. And I paid another company, and they did a Facebook thing for me, but I can't get into the Facebook, and it's New York City Boilers all spelled out also. I tried,
okay,
but I'm not really.
Got it. You know, like, when I try to see the website, it says your connection is private.
Does that mean that stupid socket thing every year you have to renew? That's another problem that's been going on every single year. You gotta, like, pay for a socket for $100 or something like that. Otherwise, it says that it's fraud and stuff. So that's happening again?
Yes, it's happening because it gives me a privacy error when I try to see your website. It only gives me the domain.
Yeah, they robbed me so many times with that, though. It's like so ridiculous already.
Okay. Do you want us to go ahead and create something meanwhile you fix this problem, or?
No, I would want you to fix everything for me. You know, you guys are going to handle everything for me, he said.
Perfect. Yes, you know, we can create a website.
Facebook.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I don't want a new website. I want to keep New York City Boilers. And I want to keep a Facebook that has New York City Boilers. I don't want anything from anybody else. I'm doing this too many years to let somebody else use my name on some other site. You know? Does that make sense?
Yes. So you do own that domain, right? The New York City
Yes.
Boilers?
Mm-hmm.
Can you give us access to that domain?
I'm really stupid with this stuff. And every time I trust somebody to go in, they do something wrong. Because when I give you access, you have all my .com names access to. It's through Hostly. So I could give you access to get in 100%, you know, but I have to trust you. You understand?
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, it's okay. Really messed up. I got scammed so many times by people that called me, and I hope I'm not going to get it again. You understand? Because out of maybe 40 different people in the past 5 years, everybody screwed me. You know, it gave me nothing of what they told me they were going to give me. But the boy before you said that he was honest, so I've trusted him. You know, and here we are. So whatever you need from me, I'm very computer stupid. So it's going to be all on you guys. That's why I took the big package.
Okay, perfect. So no worries. That website, I'm sure that you want to keep it the same, right? The New York City Boilers, you want to keep it the same. You don't want us to do anything to it, and you will fix the problem so it can show whenever it's ready, right?
Well, I don't know how to fix the problem. I don't have a clue. I just know it's every year they make me pay through my ass for a socket, a secure socket or something like that. They're all a bunch of liars, you know. So can you do that?
Yes. So we can.
Yeah. Whatever you have to do to the website, do. You know, make the website friendly and make it whatever you have to do. You know, it's a good name. It's not been harmed or anything. And that's it. Up to you guys. I'll do whatever you need to. I can three-way with Hostway, and I can get you access to get into it. Then you can do what you have to do. Okay?
Okay, perfect. All right, now, I'm sorry. Would you like to have the ability to process your customers' payments directly through your website?
Are you still there?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yes, we broke up a little bit.
Okay, would you like to have the ability to process your customers' payments directly through your website?
No, absolutely not. Yeah, no billing that way. I see my customers, they can have any cash, pay me directly. Nothing online like that.
Something that comes included in the package is the call tracking number. This is a Google-endorsed product that is going to allow you to track and manage the calls that are coming in from our marketing campaign. Okay, so
how does it work?
What we do is we create another number with the local area code, and we post this number online to filter out any type of scam calls or telemarketing calls. But all of the calls are still going to go directly to your primarily number, but this is the number that it's going to be showing online and the website.
Yeah, so, okay, the only thing I don't like about that one is I'm paying for you guys to advertise. That number's getting recognized through Google and the web crawler as a good number for heating. And then when I don't pay you no more, you still have the number. And I pay for the advertisement to advertise that number. Am I correct on that?
Yes. If you decide to cancel services with us, the call tracking number is going to be taken away unless you want to pay hosting for the call tracking number, which is only $14 a month if you want to keep that call tracking number.
Okay. And the other way to do it is just to use my number. That never goes away, correct?
Correct, yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right, so just use my number then.
Okay, perfect. No worries. This is completely optional, but it comes included in the package. Mm-hmm.
I know, but that's more convenience for your company. I don't think it's a convenience for the customer. I've been through this rodeo so many times. You know what I'm saying? Am I right, Bud? That does good for you. When I leave, now you can take that number and give it to another heating guy. Correct?
I'm not sure if it's going to be the same number that it will be given to another person, but yeah, we'll take the number if you don't want to do the hosting. Uh-huh.
Yeah. And what do you mean hosting? Like, I host all of my .com names. Like, I actually have a hosting platform, Unlimited, a couple of them. So what do you got hosting?
You will only be paying for the call tracking number itself, so you can keep the number.
Is that like through Ring Central?
I'm sorry?
Is it like through Ring Central? Like a platform like that?
I'm not sure what platform. I can find that out.
No, it's okay. No, it's okay. I'd rather use my numbers to get them out there, you know?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, no worries. It's completely optional, as I mentioned. But let's go ahead and get started with the services that you offer and the keywords that we're going to be using for your services.
Very good. Okay.
So you do gas boiler or radiator heating systems, water heaters?
That is correct. I do gas, steam, gas hot water, gas hot water tanks. I do combi units. I fix them, I service them, I install them, I do chimneys, anything to do with your boiler room, you know. The biggest thing that I want is installations. You know, I want to install or carbonized boilers when the boilers are all fitted up. I also do that service. I clean the carbonized boilers and get them back up and running. I don't know if you're familiar with that.
A little bit, yes.
Okay. Yeah, that's when the boilers fail. They choke and they get all black soot in them, and then they can't operate no more.
Okay. So those services are specifically what you do, right? You don't do, like, any, like, plumbing services, like installation? No
plumbing, but I install boilers. I have an installation of boilers, hot air furnaces, stuff like that.
Okay, let me do a little more research here to provide you with keywords that we're going to be optimizing, okay?
Yeah, most important thing is emergency service, 24-hour emergency service, heating services are important, heating specialists, heating repairs, boiler repairs. It's funny because I own all the .com names to that. You know, when I bought them, Google didn't have a clue. They actually wrote them on the bottom of the page and gave you suggestions, so I bought all the suggestions. You know,
okay.
One day I'll find somebody.
Chimneys, right?
Yes, I do chimney liners.
Okay. Chimney liners. Do you do cleaning?
Yep. Yeah, we do cleaning also. Yep. Chimney inspections. Pink, do you want to vacuum the car out? This way that's done before asshole gets home. And then we can close the car up and take it to the next level.
Okay, one second, all right?
Yes. You lost weight.
Huh?
You lost weight.
Yeah.
You gotta stop at the macaroni salad and the potato salad.
Oh, shut up, will you please? Dr. Biage. All right, please.
All right. So, within a few days, you will be receiving an email with the keywords that we mentioned today. If by any chance there is anything missing or anything that you would like to add, please make sure,
sure.
That you reply to my email with the changes that you want to make. Okay?
Well, I'm not really like an email guy and stuff. I don't really have like, not really a writer. So, emails and I'm best on the phone. If you text me, I'll call you right back. Like, stuff like that is the best way to communicate with me. Because if you wait for me to answer an email, I don't even check emails. You know what I'm saying? So if you could, you could text me. Do you have the platform to text me?
Yes, we actually do. We're able to send
text
messages.
That's the best way. Yeah, that's the best way with me. You know, because I see it right away. I'm always on that because customers always text me. You know, and then I'll say, please call me if I don't understand or I can't write something to you. You know.
Okay. So pretty much like the last services will be the chimney inspections, right?
Mm-hmm. Chimney inspections, chimney installations, chimney liners. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that would be the last. What would be the first ones? Boiler repair, boiler service, emergency boiler service. Boiler installations.
Boiler installations. Mm-hmm.
Another thing would be good boiler sales.
Oh, okay.
Boiler sales is important too because they need boilers. We want their business.
Mm-hmm. Perfect. Okay. Yeah, I got all of the keywords and services that you provide. Now, the next question I have will be, is there anything unique about your business? Like, do you provide free estimates, family-owned, locally-owned and operated?
Locally-owned and operated. We don't provide free estimates. That's a waste of time. And we, in most cases, I put that in parentheses, in most cases, same-day service. That's, like, really important because we are very fast and we are thorough, you know, especially when the heat's on, you know, and it's freezing outside, you know. And also, what I really specialize in is residential boilers, like up to 3-family. The boiler's in 1 day. So I don't know how you'd word that, you know. In most cases, 1 day. And most companies take 3, 4, 5 days to put a boiler in.
And that's the same day, right? Same day service.
Yeah. Same day service in most cases. You always got to say that because today everybody sues everybody for everything. You know.
Mm-hmm. All right. Okay. Now, do you have a mission statement for your company?
That would be on my website. Can you see the website at all?
There is nothing showing on the website. It's just the blank privacy thing that shows whenever I type it in.
That don't make no sense. And you type in the words all out? Hold on.
I do put www.newyorkcityboilers.com, all spelled out New York.
That's so weird. The business on Google. When I put it in, I get Google. It's New York City Boilers. 5.0, 54 people. Let's see the website. You're right. This private is connecting. Show details. Safari warns. Visit this site. Visit website. They do this every year at this time of the year. So tell me they ain't worried about me, huh?
So that's from the company, right? That comes from the company.
Well, that's my site, NewYorkCityBoilers.com. It says this website might be impersonating New York City Boilers, stealing your information. That's like all bullshit. That's all because they want that certificate that you have to pay for. Some people want $300, some people want $19 for it. So the certificate probably ran up right now. Do you know what I'm speaking about?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So do you know how to fix this problem?
You do need to get in touch with them and see what's going on first. That will be the first step to follow and see if they can get it back up. If they can't or if they want you to pay more and you don't want to pay more, that's when you give us access to that domain and we create another website. With the same domain that you already have, the New York City Boilers. So if you really like that domain that already exists and it's already on Google Business Profile, we can create another website, only if you own it.
Yeah, I own the .com name 100%. But so what did they do to my website? I built my own website. Nobody built that for me.
I paid
to have it built.
Yeah, you paid to have it built. Okay, and do you have to pay any sort of fee every year for the
website
to be
showing? No. Nope. The only thing I realize is Google wants you to have secured late docket or something, and they charge you for that now. It's like the biggest scam I ever saw in my life. So if you have a website up there, if you don't pay that, they're going to do this to you, that your website's being attacked.
I see.
You know? Yep.
Oh, so, yeah, so that's what's going on. They want you to pay.
Yeah, but they want everybody to pay, not just me. Whoever has a website, they want you to have the secure socket on it. Maybe I'm saying it wrong. You're not familiar with this, I don't see.
Well, with the whole secure socket, not really.
Yeah. All right.
Okay, so... All right. Oh, I do have some examples here from the mission statement. Is that okay if we apply one right now for, you know, if you like one of the ones I mentioned?
Yeah.
Okay. So
yeah, definitely.
We can start by saying at New York City Boilers, we provide quality workmanship and customer service to maintain the highest level of professionalism. That will be example one. The example two will be at New York City Boilers. We build on a tradition of trust through dedication, collaboration, customer satisfaction.
Yeah.
Or,
that's right.
You want me
well,
to
do you see do you see the one by owner from New York City Boilers is locally owned and operated boiler repair and service company operating out of Brooklyn and servicing the surrounding communities. We are available 24/7, offer the same day appointments. We take pride in delivering exceptional customer service and keep you educated on exactly what we are doing. So if you need boiler, your boiler fixed, or look no further, give us a call today. You could use that.
All right. So New York City Boilers is locally owned and operated boiler repair. Okay. All of that verbiage, right?
Yeah.
All right, beautiful.
Go ahead, sweetheart.
Do you have a tagline or a slogan?
I did, but I forgot what it was. Crazy when you get older, huh?
No worries. We can use... Our focus is customer satisfaction for now, and then if you think of something, we can always change it.
Okay.
All right, perfect. Now, how many years have you been in business?
Very long time. Over 35 years.
Okay. And years of experience?
Say it one more time.
How many years have you been in business and how many years of experience?
Over 35.
Mm-hmm. And that's the same time that this New York City Boilers has been open, right?
Correct.
Perfect. Okay. The number of employees that work at your company?
I don't really like to state that kind of information. You know, I don't get personal like that when it goes to the internet. You know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, why do they need some stuff like that?
This is internal. We're not really going to advertise.
I'm not an information giver. You know what I mean? Especially when I pay for somebody to do something for me. You know?
Yes.
The only thing is you got a good, solid company here, and I do give them what they need. And I'm probably one of the best service guys in Brooklyn. They don't call me Bobby Boilers for nothing. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Perfect. Yeah, no worries. Yeah. Now, you work with residential and commercial or just residential?
Residential and commercial. Yep. I don't do industrial no more.
And let me check. The hours of operation, 24/7, right?
24/7, 7 days a week, including holidays. You know, a lot of people sometimes get mad with that, but they got to remember, you got a certain amount of trucks, and if it's 15 degrees out for 10 days, and you're getting that cold slam, you don't have trucks no more, so they scream at you that you say you're 24/7. I am 24/7. I answered the phone, didn't I? You feel where I'm going with that? So I don't know how you want to word that, but, you know. But, yeah, we will definitely help you if we have the manpower to help you during the crisis. You know.
Okay. Yeah.
Today you blow your nose wrong and everybody writes a review on you.
All right. Now, the payments that you accept.
Cash. I don't do credit cards no more. So, cash and checks, certified checks, whatever they call them.
Are you licensed and insured?
Yeah.
Okay. And the cities that you would like to target?
The cities I would like to target is Brooklyn. All of Brooklyn.
Perfect.
I'm not a fan of the Rockaways, Rockaway Beach, all of that. I'm not a fan over there. They don't pay those people.
Perfect. Okay.
But Far Rockaway, I don't like that place.
Okay, so just Brooklyn will be the main area, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Beautiful. Okay, thank you so much. Now, a number of locations for your business. Do you have one location or more than one location?
I don't have any locations no more. Nobody comes to us. We go to them.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. Now... you do have an existing Google Business profile, correct?
Wait, let me say it again.
You do have this Google Business profile, New York City Boilers, right, on Google?
Yes.
You show on Google, yeah, and you have 54 reviews.
That is correct.
Perfect. Do you have access to it?
Yeah, it's on my phone. I'm in it right now.
All right. Can you give us access as managers so we can start the optimization process?
How do I do that?
I'm going to be sending you an email. Okay, you don't do emails, right? I'm going to send
just remember, like, my phone remembers everything. I don't remember passcodes. I'm, like, really horrible like that.
Oh, Oh, no worries. Is that okay if I send you a tutorial video through as a text message for you to add us?
Yeah, 100%. Like right now, I'm in my performance shot. And also, it says claim your 500 free advertising credit. I don't know how to do any of that stuff. So you might as well use that too. You know what I'm saying? If you could, can you use my credits?
Yes, it's the credits that are displaying there. Wait.
Well, yeah, I never use them because I don't know how to use them. It says claim your credit. You just click the button.
So
it says 7,734 people viewed my profile on a mobile phone. Yeah, it gives you statistics. I don't know what this shit is. You know, calls, 108 calls made from your business profile.
Let me know if you receive my text message with the link that will give you instructions on how to give us access as managers to your existing Google business profile.
Well, I'm in the profile now, so why don't you just tell me and I'll just go there. It says edit profile. Because I'm really horrible, like I said, with all of this stuff. So if you could talk to me, I'm a talker. You know, if you could guide me on the phone, I'm smart. I'm not stupid. I'm really smart, but I'm just tired of all this crap. Go ahead.
Let me go ahead and guide you then. If you have time, yeah, let me go ahead and guide you. So you're going to be logging into your account, your Google business profile, okay?
I'm in there now.
All right. Now, click on Manage Profile.
Edit Profile I have. Is that it? Edit Profile?
It says a Manage Profile.
Yeah, mine don't say that. It says Edit Profile. Let's see. Click on that. About Your Business. Business Category. Description. Opening Date. Website. Short name, business location, service areas, planning, highlight, options.
It says on the top right, click the three dots and select business profile settings.
Okay. Three dots. Business profile settings. Got it. Go ahead.
And then you're going to select managers, then add.
Yeah, it doesn't say manage. There's people in access. That's what you need. People in access. Add, edit, or remove people's access to this profile. Add. Go ahead.
Add, uh-huh. And then you're going to be typing the following number. You're going to be typing 5525.
Go ahead.
5462.
Now, is that the email address, Bob?
That's the local splash listing. So, you got five...
What? When it said add a person, it gave me email address. So, is that where I'm putting this number?
Yes, that's where you're putting the number. Correct.
Okay, 552-55462.
00. At the end, after the 6200.
Got it. It says local splash business profile. Click on that.
Yes. Perfect.
Got it. And. Got it.
Set access as managers and select that. Okay.
Yes. You're there.
Did it send?
Yes. You're there.
Perfect. Thank you so much. Yes. You got yourself one step less to follow, so that's good.
Yeah, I could do anything, but you have to explain it to me. I'm really smart.
All right, that's better. I mean, that way you don't have to worry about having us call you to give us access and so on, so we get everything done today. All right. So you're giving us access. Thank you. Let me go ahead and confirm that we got the notification, okay? Give me 1 second. 1 second, okay?
Okay. And you know what I'm thinking? Google has my website that's down. They might knock down my profile, business profile, because the website's not working.
I don't think they will with the profile. Maybe it's just a page. They want you to pay something. But no worries. I'm going to go ahead and talk to the technician
about the situation
right now. And they can give you a...
Tell them it happens every year. Yeah. Say it happens every year and then you got to pay a little extra money for a socket or something.
All right. Yeah, because I'm really not familiar with the whole socket thing, what's going on, like what they're asking you to do. So let me go ahead and talk to this with a professional, and that way we can explain to you what you can do to prevent this type
Very good.
Of incident. Okay?
Very
Perfect. Just a second. I'm just checking if we got your request.
Okay. Yeah, it's just pending.
Yeah, perfect.
The invitation needs to be accepted.
Yes, we're before going to be accepting it.
Very good.
Now, I'll let you know in a second because the system is a little bit slow, but I'm going continue with the interview. Oh, we got
okay.
it. We got it. Thank you.
Okay, beautiful.
We got the invitation. Thank you so much. Now, as part of our efforts to optimize your Google Business Profile and help you get more leads, we would like to introduce you to a new feature on Google Business Profile. It's called the Google Business Profile Messaging. So
okay.
If you take a look at your Google Business Profile right now, you do have the option to go to the website, request a quote right there through the Google Business Profile itself, the call, and share. You can have another option there, another box option for clients to click on Google Business Profile Messaging. Would you like us to enable this new feature on your Google Business
Profile? It'll come right to my phone?
It's going to be on Google Maps. It's another little box there for messages on Google Maps, not on your SMS box.
How would I see it?
You will get a notification, like a little red notification on the Google Map app. Whenever you open your phone, you will see a notification and you will have to click on it and go ahead and open it.
Yeah, that's another thing that happened last year. Like, it didn't come to me all the time. I would have to look at it. Like, is there a way to set my phone that it's constantly on? I want this always to be on.
Yeah, there is a way for us to set that up. We need to guide you through the process whenever we have the information, though. So you're going to receive a call from one of our representatives to guide you. Is that okay?
Okay, that sounds good.
Perfect. Okay. Now, talking about the directories online, we have two options to place your business information. The first option, we have the private directories or top websites, okay? To place your business information only on the top websites such as Google, Google Maps, Facebook, Yelp, Yahoo, and Bing, okay? It's very private, not many directories as you can see. And the second option will be to place your business into all the public directories online. But you can be exposed to telemarketing calls, spam calls, which we don't want, but since you're going to be too exposed, you can probably get those calls every once in a while. Would you like to go for option one, that it's private, or option two, that it's more exposed with the directories online?
Whatever you recommend.
Option one will be the best. You won't have as many telemarketing calls, trust me.
Sounds good.
Perfect. Okay. Now, do you have a Yelp page already?
Yelp, I had a page with them, but I don't like Yelp because they let somebody write some real bad stuff about me that wasn't true. It was a competitor when I was burying my father about maybe 8-9 years ago, and this stupid stuff is still up. So I'm not really a Yelp type of a person, you know.
Okay.
But, you know, I don't know. If you just want to put Yelp up, I'm just really upset with that platform. I think they're a bunch of creeps, you know.
I begged them to take it down. I said, it's not true. I said, and plus the person didn't even have, like, reviews or nothing. I said, don't you see what this person is doing? I said, I've been in business all these years. I never had a bad review in my life till this person. You know, and then I found out it was Jamie Kim or something. I don't know. I got really upset. So Yelp really turned me off. And the sick thing is when I started this business, I knew the guy who started Yelp. I knew the guy who started Ring Central. I knew the guy who started Merchant Circle. But they all sold to bigger companies because they all made it. We were all in the basement together. It was crazy. I started my business in the basement, so did they. But the companies went where they had to go. So I don't know. Whatever you recommend. I just don't want Yelp doing more damage to me because that shit's still up there and it really pisses me off.
Oh, yeah,
you know, it's not fair. You know.
Okay. Yeah, so I didn't find the Yelp page. Probably they took it down since it's been years. But
It's on the NY City Boilers. It's on the NY City Boilers. I had to change my name because of these creeps. You know,
okay.
It was NY City Boilers is me, too.
Okay, that's why. Let me find it.
But you could do a different one. You could do New York City Boilers. If you want to make a page, start me off fresh. Maybe that's a better idea.
Yeah. It's better. Okay,
yeah, do it all spelled
out.
Yeah. Forget that old stuff. Very good.
Okay.
You know? Can you hold on for 1 second, darling?
Yes, I can. Mm-hmm.